Okay, it's on the right account. It is recording. I see a waveform. Do you see a waveform up there, Fallon?
Yes, is Drake's button pushed out?
Drake's button is pushed out. We are all set to do the Minnesota goodbye. Yesterday, it was one of those things. You know what? Yep. We've all had a project disappear, and yesterday we did the Minnesota goodbye, and then I stopped the computer. I looked away for a minute. I went back. And it was gone. There was no waveform. And by a waveform, you know what I mean. It's one of those things when you look at a computer, like in a recording studio, there's like that little wave. And you probably do stuff like this when you do movies and things like that, too. And it was gone. And I looked for probably 10 minutes and finally found it. And I said, screw it.
We had a really long, nice email. Maybe we'll get to that one. The other one was an email yelling at us for having our podcast in only one channel sometimes, which we acknowledged and we will try to fix moving forward.
We can repeat those emails, because I undeleted them.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, okay. I got them back. We'll try to get those in a second here. But we're going to start off the podcast with something that we never do, and that is playing a comedy bit. Explain and set up this comedy bit.
So Tina the other day was telling me about this funny bit, because her favorite comedian is John Mulaney, and this is not new. This is very old, in fact. And she was telling me about it. I'm like, just show me. So I laughed so hard I was crying, and then I made Jake watch it, and he cried. And then I made my friend Harry watch. Anyway, I told Dave we should listen to it. It's only a couple minutes long. And I really hope Dave and you think it's funny. But if not, then I will take the hit for picking a terrible comedy clip.
Okay.
But it's his Delta bit.
Now, I'm going to try to make sure we're going to listen to it.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure and do my best to make sure that it actually feeds onto the recording device.
And not onto the radio.
I think we're good. Let's try it. Here we go. Put that in cue, and here it should come.
My girlfriend's wonderful, though. I listen to everything my girlfriend says. I don't mean she bosses me around. I just listen to everything she says because before I had a girlfriend, I never had someone who's always standing next to me who can just point out obvious things that are happening. Like, we'll be in a restaurant, and my girlfriend will be like, you ordered your food an hour ago. It should be here by now. And I'm like, yeah, it should. It's like having a lawyer for everyday life. She'll be like, the bus driver shouldn't talk to you that way. And I'm like, no, he shouldn't. Before I had a girlfriend, I had no standard for how I should be treated as a human being. You could do anything to me. I was just like a young Motown singer. I was just shiny and dumb and easy to trick. I was like, oh man, you gonna give me a whole $100 for all of my songs? Where do I sign, Mr. Berry Gordy? And now when I'm not with my girlfriend, you can still do anything to me. I will tolerate any treatment. Like, I travel alone sometimes, you know, and I'll put up with anything. You know, like, I'll book a ticket on some garbage airline. You know, I don't want to name an actual airline, so let's just make one up. Let's call it, like, Delta Airlines. So I'll book a ticket on Delta Airlines. And I'll show up at the airport, and I go, can I get on the plane now, please? And they go, no, it's delayed 9 hours. And I go, okay. And then I go to the bathroom. And then I come out of the bathroom, and I go, any updates? And they go, yeah, we took off while you were in the bathroom because we hate you. Now take this meal voucher that doesn't work. Go fetch. And I go, okay. And I go over to the Wolfgang Puck Express, and I go, can I have a sandwich, please? And they go, no. And I go, okay. And they go, you're a little fat girl, aren't you? And I go, no. And they go, say it. And I go, I'm a little fat girl. And then I go over to the Delta Help Desk, which is an oxymoron, and I go, can I please go home on an airplane? And they go, no. In fact, we're gonna frame you for murder. And you're gonna go to jail for 30 years. And I go, why are you doing this to me? And they go, because we're Delta Airlines. Ah. And life is a fucking nightmare.
I'm Serena.
That is funny. I did not see. You're a little fat girl, aren't you?
It makes no sense.
Oh,
so now,
my God. That is funny.
I will text Tina or she'll text me, you're a little fat girl, aren't you? And they'll be like, and then the other one says, no. And then you write back, say it. And then they say, I'm a little fat girl.
Oh, my God. That's funny. You know what? I think that from now on the podcast, when we have nothing to talk about, we're going to play a comedy clip. From YouTube.
That's just, you know, that full Netflix special is on, or that full special from John Mulaney is on Netflix. I think it's literally from like 2012 or 13. So I watched the full thing and I'm like, I can't believe I've never watched him before. But that is that is the funniest clip in the whole thing, I think.
So. Okay. All right. I like that. I'm looking for the emails that we, we got one from Kyle yesterday, and he said, basically the podcast comes through in one channel. It's a setting, and it's my fault because I usually remember to do it, but then it's sometimes it's one of those, it's by default records in one channel. So we're going to try to fix that one. What was the other one about? And I'm trying to look for it. And
it was
honestly,
from Elise.
It's not popping up.
It's from Elise. And what she went through recently, she actually helped us with a highway cleanup, and she was pregnant at the time. She was on my side of the road, and I was talking to her about it because she has other kids. She's pregnant. She was like working full time and school full time. And I was like, oh my gosh, how do you do it all? And then she said something crazy happened.
Okay. I found it because I put it in the Minnesota Goodbye folder. Okay. It's just going to take me a second. Okay, here she is. Elise says, you guys helped me get through the last month. I need to say thank you. Dave always says he feels like the listeners are more friends than random people. And this last month, I've appreciated you all and your show and your podcast more than you know. I was at the highway cleanup. We adopted Highway 7, so we clean it up a couple of times a year. I was about 30-ish weeks pregnant. Well, a couple of weeks after that, everything changed, and it changed fast. Up until 2 weeks, I had the easiest pregnancy. I was so thankful. Well, my 32nd week appointment, my blood pressure was high, so they had to run some tests. And within 2 weeks, I was admitted to the hospital until I gave birth due to preeclampsia. Luckily, while I was there, they were to keep my blood pressure, everything under control. But it was the longest, almost 2 weeks waiting to be induced at 34 weeks and trying to mentally prepare for what was to come. And what it would be like having a preemie baby on top of all. Well, the day came, they induced me, and within a day, my baby had gone from being perfect condition to being breech. So they turned him around, and I had to have a C-section, which has always been a huge fear of mine. It literally happened like, well, we can't turn the baby around, so are you guys ready to go into surgery?
Wow.
No time to process or realize what was happening completely, and within 37 minutes, we had our son. We hadn't even found out the gender, so that was exciting. He did need a NICU stay since he was premature. But overall, he was doing so much better than a lot of babies this age, and we hoped he wouldn't have to stay until his due date, which was great news. I'm only going to stop the story here for a second and put a little bookmark right there because I want to say that Susan also had, she went in to do a normally delivery for Allison, and she pushed and pushed, and the doctor said, this is not going to work.
Uh-huh.
You're going to need to do a C-section. So we also got the shock of that.
Yeah.
Susan handled it. I remember she's always been a wimp for pain, always a wimp for pain. But that day, she was a champ.
Yeah.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
Now you think the crazy would be over, right? Wrong. I got discharged 3 days after I had him. Finally going home, he had to stay in the hospital, which made it hard to leave. But I had not been outside or had non-hospital food in over 2 weeks.
Wow.
So I was excited to get home. Literally a mile from the hospital on the way home, we're going across Lake Street. And we had a green light. We got T-boned by somebody who ran a red light.
My gosh.
The only saving grace was our new baby was not with us, and that by some miracle, we both walked away from it. My boyfriend was driving my car since I wasn't allowed to drive yet. It was completely totaled, but at the end of the day, I'm so thankful it wasn't as bad as it could have been. No kidding.
Yeah.
People die being T-boned every day.
Yeah.
I apologize for the long novel story, but through all the crazy, all the back and forth between the hospital and home after he was born, all the downtime just sitting there holding him, your show was such a bright spot and helped me get through times when I felt alone or needed some sort of distraction or laugh or honestly just needed a friend or to hear somebody's voice other than my own or the nurse's. Thank you for what you do. Thanks for the consistency and all the laughs and tears and moments you share with us. And thank you for reading this. You've made it all the way through. Sincerely, Elise. I'm glad you get all the way through it. I am honored to be a little bit part of that. And I think, you know what, I'm trying to, as I read this, it's kind of like our show is, it is a radio show. It is a podcast show. It's, you know, it's a streaming show, whatever. But it's also kind of like it's a product in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a product that is supposed to help you. It is a product that is supposed to get you through your day or through your morning.
Or distraction.
Or distraction to, you know, maybe you don't need to get through your day because you love your day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you get up and you go to the gym and you love your kids and you go to a job that you love and you have a good commute, you don't need us to get through your morning. But it's just there to kind of, it's like fun. It's kind of like a product. And I've never really thought of our show as like a product, but you could almost think of it like that for people who need that
mm-hmm.
or want that. It's like a movie, Fal. It's like a movie. We don't need a movie.
No.
We don't need a movie. But sometimes a movie is just exactly what we need to get us through like a hard time or to distract us. So you sit down and you watch Home Alone for the 38th time.
Yep.
Not because you wonder how it ends, but because it's just, it feels good.
Yeah.
Maybe our show just feels good.
Yeah.
Wow, I never really thought about it that way. But it's true. I do think of listeners as friends, and I really get annoyed with people here in the building who think of listeners as numbers or annoyances. Mm-hmm. And that's really been one of my pet peeves because it's just, and then the insincerity of radio people who say, hey, family, hey, you're family, family, radio family. I hate that. I've always hated it. Fallon's heard me laugh at DJs who call their listeners fam or family for years. Mm-hmm. I think it sounds so fucking pandering and insincere. And because you're not my family.
Yeah.
I've got my own family.
Right.
I'm not your family. You've got your own family. You're not my family.
But
you're
friend.
My friend. But you're my friend. And even if I've never met you, I feel like you're my friend. And I come here every day to talk to my friends because I don't have any other friends.
Oh, no. This took a turn I didn't see coming. Oh, God.
I'm doing better with the friend thing. I called Brantley the other day.
Yeah.
And I remember to text people to check in on them once in a while.
It's
you know
important,
what I mean?
And you forget that sometimes. Some people are so good at that, and then I'll catch myself being like, you know what? I haven't texted this friend in a long time, and I should just see how they're doing. Because you get so comfortable with certain friends where you're like, you can catch up anytime, and it's fine. But I know I missed out on so many things from my high school friends' lives that I should know. You know what I mean? Like, I should be asking and know. They kind of know everything going on with me because I post so much on social media. They don't have to ask me, but they don't do that.
Yeah, right. And that's the thing, because it's easy for us to catch up with us. We just go on, you know, like if you want to find out your Fallon's friend, oh, well, I go on Instagram or I listen to the radio and see what she's doing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work the other way
exactly.
Because your friend Heidi doesn't have Heidi. What's her name?
It's Heidi. Well, I have both. I have Heidi and Abby. And
Abby is who I was thinking
of. Heidi bought a house the other day, and I'm like, I didn't even know you were looking. I should have known that, Heidi. I'm sorry.
Let's check the time here so we can. Oh, okay, we got time for one more. This one came in, I want to say, yesterday, and I thought it was interesting. So let me see if I can find it. And here it is. God, or it's not. Okay, hold on. No, that was an emergency room butt story.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, here it goes from Jenna. She says, hello, morning show. Love you all and all that gushy blah, 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 but he says, but you guys really are the best. I'm writing in to ask a question about Jingle Ball. I watched Fallon's interview with Lil Nas X and then the Black Eyed Peas came in. Oh, my God. She was in the middle of her cookie bit when Dave walked in. Now, I know Dave is the OG and truly an amazing interviewer DJ. However, did that bother you, Fallon? That was supposed to be your time to do your style of interview bit, and I cannot help to think that if it was reversed, Dave would be upset. I'm sure it was nothing and all in my head. I know you guys are close. I just wanted to double check and see. So what happened?
I can answer that. I wasn't mad.
No, because you know what was happening. And
yeah.
But I can say that, Jenna, if you didn't know how things are working behind the scenes, it would have looked like Dave crashed the interview. And I would have been annoyed if I was doing an interview and Drake walked in and crashed the interview, of course. But it wasn't that way at all. It's kind of a little bit complicated to explain, but the Black Eyed Peas jumped in the interview, and I was responsible for interviewing the Black Eyed Peas. So when they jumped in your interview without, nobody said, Black Eyed Peas, you should go over there. They were just kind of, they were standing there with nothing to do.
Yeah, that Lil Nas X got distracted in our interview when he saw them. He looked at them and started talking to them when I was in the middle of talking. And then I look over to see who he's talking to.
Yep.
And the Black Eyed Peas are there. And so then I was like, they were talking, so I was like, do you want to come over and join our interview then? And they were like, yeah.
And so I was supposed to be interviewing them at that table as soon as you were done. And normally we don't have overlapping interviews, but at that point we did. And I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to look like I don't give a shit, so I'm going to be responsible for my interview, which was Black Eyed Peas. And I actually think it seemed kind of festive.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear you weren't bothered by it, because I would never, ever crash one of your interviews.
No, but a couple of people made that comment on social media, and I guess, yeah, without knowing the context, it looked weird because it did look like you just came in and like made your way in, but that wasn't what it was.
No.
I knew, so I wasn't upset.
No, and I think that people kind of assume that, like, you know, because we all do these interviews alone, and if I walked in, I totally get that, but, you know, just to let you know, none of us would ever be, we've been doing this a long time. None of us are territorial that way. Mm. Like, this is mine and you can't touch it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're all respectful. It's like we, in advance, we say, hey, I would like to do this and I would like to do this interview, and you wanted to do Little Nas X. But yeah, I can see how it would look that way. But you know, it's whatever. There was nothing to it. But thanks for asking, Jenna. She says, that's it. You guys look drop-dead gorgeous in Jingle Ball pics, and I love you. Happy holidays from Jenna.
Thank you, Jenna.
And that is it this week for today for the Minnesota Goodbye. And when I close this file, I'm going to make sure I click on
the... Delete it immediately?
Yep, delete it immediately. No, I'm going to make sure that it's still there.
Good.
And then I'm going to make sure that it is in two channels, the left channel and the right channel.
Great.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, send emails or comments or anything to... Ryan Show at KDWB.com. Thanks for listening.